This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Tuesday, February the 11th. So there you go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from our Safety FM studios. This is the show that talks about things that nobody else dares to discuss when it comes to safety, workplace culture, and human performance. So welcome to this little shindig that we're about to discuss today. Today, we're diving into something that will challenge the way that you think about safety. The safety hypothesis, if one may call it that. What if everything you've ever thought about with safety is only half the story? So we're going to explore some insights from three of the biggest names in safety, human performance, and this is what we're going to go down. We're going to talk about Todd Conklin, James Reason, and Sidney Decker, and see how their works reshape our understanding of how we keep people safe. So as we're going to talk about some of this stuff today, let's kind of take some dives here because this is what we're going to need to do. Traditional safety thinking has long been based on the ideas of preventing accidents by controlling behaviors, enforcing compliance, and eliminating errors. James Reason introduced the Swiss cheese model, explaining that accidents happen when multiple layers of defense fail. This model has been the backbone of safety management for decades. The problems? Well, it assumes that safety is absence of accidents, but that is what safety is more about, on how people adapt to complex work. Enter Todd Conklin and Sidney Decker, who argue that safety isn't about eliminating errors, but about understanding how work is actually done. So, this is going to take us down some paths here that we probably don't think about often, but probably need to give some considerations to. Todd Conklin's Human and Organizational Performance, HOP, Conklin's key ideas: safety is not the absence of accidents, it is the presence of defenses. Instead of blaming workers, HOP shifts from the focus of learning from normal work to build better systems. If we break down the five principles that Todd constantly talks about, it's: error is normal, even the best people make mistakes, blame fixes nothing, holding individuals responsible does not solve systematic issues, learning is vital, investigation should choose focus on understanding, not punishment, context drives behavior, work conditions shape how people act, and how management responds matters. Leaders should react in a way that promotes learning. Now, keep in mind of what I said there, promotes learning, because that's going to be important. Now, take a listen to this. James Reason and the Swiss cheese model, strength and limits. Let's kind of give some breakdowns here about some of that, because that's going to be important. Reason's model explains how defensives like training, policies, and barriers all have weaknesses, and when they align, failures happen. It's a useful metaphor, but it assumes that safety is about preventing failure rather than creating resilient systems. This is where Conklin and Decker work to take over moving beyond the barriers to adaptive safety. So listen to this stuff right here. Sidney Decker and safety differently. Decker challenges the traditional safety approach, arguing that compliance-based systems create false sense of security. Safety differently is about three key shifts. This is what he discussed. From error prevention to learning, instead of stopping failures, organizations should study success. From control to trust, give frontline workers more autonomy to adjust to real-world conditions. And from bureaucracy to engagement, safety shouldn't be about checklists, but about involvement and empowerment. So, Let me ask you about the safety hypothesis, as one may. What if safety is not about compliance, but about adaption? What if accidents are signals that the systems need improvement, not just failures? What if the frontline workers are experts in safety rather just to rule to follows? You know, not just the followers of rules out there. So what I would like for you to do today, think about how your organization approaches safety. Are you focusing on paperwork and discipline? Or are you creating an environment where people can openly discuss the risks and adapt? People, at the end of the day, safety isn't about preventing accidents. It's about understanding work as it happens in real time. So think about these things. This is really more of one of these things today where it's a discussion for you to think about, opposed to me kind of going through some long spiel here. So that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed this discussion, make sure that you subscribe and leave a review, because some people say that that's super important to do. And if you have thoughts about the safety hypothesis, hit me up on social media or at safetyfm.com. Until the next time, stay curious, stay safe, and challenge the way that you think about work. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.